Some charity shop managers are worried that the income stream from books will dry up in the future if e-readers really start to take off. These new gadgets allow readers to download books straight onto a machine, so there's no longer any need for a traditional bound paper copy. Charities raised £60 million selling old books last year. That's 10% of turnover. Those figures are from the Association of Charity Shops. The managers will be talking about the potential threat from e-books at their annual conference later this year. David McCulloch says a lot's at stake. He's director of trading for Oxfam. It now has 138 shops across the UK dedicated to selling books.
Books are very important to the sector, and certainly to Oxfam it's one of the real areas of growth, I think, for a number of reasons. Not only because we can generate a large amount of cash from selling books, but very importantly for us, it brings a lot of people volunteering with us who perhaps wouldn't volunteer in one of our standard shops or clothing shops, but are great book lovers. And so we tend to get people who maybe come in as a customer or come in as a donor and then stay and volunteer with us. So it's important to us in lots of different dimensions.
And I think it's fair to say, isn't it, that people have now begun to give you and bequeath you really valuable books.
Yeah, they have. And quite often people don't realise the value of what they're donating. But we have books that we've subsequently sold for anything up to £18,000 each.
Do you let the people who've donated know?
Yeah, we do, and we've just introduced a tracking system so that we can absolutely identify who the donors are. For me, the remarkable thing is that despite how tight times are in terms of people's finances, it's very, very rare for people to ask for their donations back. They're just generally concerned that we can maximise the value of cash from their donations.
And so this anxiety about the growth of e-books, is it real?
I'm sure, as with every technological change, that we always worry about what that's going to do to a marketplace. So my guess would be over the next 5 to 10 years, as people switch to e-readers, that there will be large quantities of books that people will be wanting to get rid of, and we'll be in the market to take those and sell those to people who are still in love with books. And then over the few years after that, we'll need to be thinking really hard about what we need to do in terms of new markets and what are the new technical changes that will create more opportunities for us.
Well, the charity shop managers are so concerned that they have asked Ian Stevenson, who's Professor of Publishing at University College London, to speak at their annual conference. He's been studying how people use e-books. And in London today, he's also giving a public lecture called Do Books Have a Future? Good question.
I think books certainly have a future. It depends what form books take.
Segment 1.
Some charity shop managers are worried that the income stream from books will dry up in the future if e-readers really start to take off. These new gadgets allow readers to download books straight onto a machine, so there's no longer any need for a traditional bound paper copy. Charities raised £60 million selling old books last year. That's 10% of turnover. Those figures are from the Association of Charity Shops. The managers will be talking about the potential threat from e-books at their annual conference later this year. David McCulloch says a lot's at stake. He's director of trading for Oxfam. It now has 138 shops across the UK dedicated to selling books.
Books are very important to the sector, and certainly to Oxfam it's one of the real areas of growth.
Segment 2.
I think for a number of reasons, not only because we can generate a large amount of cash from selling books, but very importantly for us, it brings a lot of people volunteering with us who perhaps wouldn't volunteer in one of our standard shops or clothing shops, but are great book lovers. And so we tend to get people who maybe come in as a customer or come in as a donor and then stay and volunteer with us. So it's important to us in lots of different dimensions.
And I think it's fair to say, isn't it, that people have now begun to give you and bequeath you really valuable books.
Yeah, they have. And quite often people don't realise the value of what they're donating. But we have books that we've subsequently sold for anything up to £18,000 each.
Do you let the people who've donated know?
Yeah, we do. And we've just introduced a tracking system so that we can absolutely identify who the donors are.
Segment 3.
For me, the remarkable thing is that despite how tight times are in terms of people's finances, it's very, very rare for people to ask for their donations back. They're just generally concerned that we can maximise the value of cash from their donations.
And so this anxiety about the growth of e-books, Is it real?
I'm sure, as with every technological change, that we always worry about what that's going to do to a marketplace. So my guess would be over the next 5 to 10 years, as people switch to e-readers, that there will be large quantities of books that people will be wanting to get rid of, and we'll be in the market to take those and sell those to people who are still in love with books. And then over the few years after that, we'll need to be thinking really hard about what we need to do in terms of new markets and what are the new technical changes that will create more opportunities for us.
Segment 4.
Well, the charity shop managers are so concerned that they have asked Ian Stevenson, who's Professor of Publishing at University College London, to speak at their annual conference. He's been studying how people use e-books. And in London today, he's also giving a public lecture called Do Books Have a Future? Good question.
I think books certainly have a future. It depends what form books take.